So welcome to Porch Talk. I'm Ted Tate, and I'm sitting on the front porch or stoop of Jenny Sullivan, who is not quite a local, but pretty darn close to it.
Yes, sir.
Tell us your history with Colonial Beach as a starting point.
All right. Well, my family has been coming here since the 20s. My great-grandmother used to come across on the riverboat from D.C., and my mother spent her summers in the house up on Lincoln, and then the house stayed in the family, and I spent my summers here as well as my siblings, and we sold the house in the 80s and stopped coming down for a while because we were kind of bummed, and we started coming back in the 90s, and here we sit. So I'm a comebacker, they say.
Comebacker?
Yes.
I knew there was a from here and a come here. I didn't know there was a comebacker.
Comebacker.
Okay. So the folks who have the history of having family coming here on the steamboats fascinates me. Peter Farney told me about how his family did that, and the same sort of era, like the 1920s. Mm-hmm. What do you know about your family history of coming here on the steamboats and how that worked?
I don't know much about it. I know that my great-grandmother would come because my great-grandfather was a doctor in D.C. and he worked out of his home, and so she would bring her 7 children here, and they would actually rent the house right up the street on the corner of Lafayette and Irving, the yellow house with the red roof.
Okay.
We rented that house, or my family did, for probably 5 or 6 or 7 years, all summer long. She would come over once and with all her things and then squat right there in the little house.
So it sounds to me like what Peter was talking about, where the entire family would come down on the steamboat, and then the mother and the children would stay for the summer while Dad went back, commuted back to the city, and worked for the summer while Mom looked after the kids because they were out of school for the summer.
Yep.
Wow. That's I don't know, that fascinates me, the whole idea of them doing that.
It's really interesting. And after they had rented that little house on Lafayette and Irving, and that's where my house is. I'm 3 houses down from the house that my great-grandmother used to rent.
Now, is it the same house, or did it...
It's the same house. I'm looking at it, right?
Oh, okay.
It's the one right on the corner up there.
The yellow and red?
Yes.
Okay. I've been watching... Actually, I've noticed that house before, because it's like a little compound. There's like the house, and then there's a little shed, and then there's a little garage. There's like all these little structures, and they all have the yellow and the red.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
Have you been inside since...
No, I haven't. I wish...
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, it would. I would love it.
Need to knock on your neighbor's door?
I do. I actually have a picture, or had a picture, of that house back when they rented it. Long, long, long time.
Really?
I guess it was. And we had it in our family, and I saw the woman outside one day cutting her grass, and I stopped and I said, "I have a picture of your home. Would you like it?" And she said, "I'd love it." Hmm. So I came back and brought her the picture, and I haven't seen her since.
Aw.
I know.
And she didn't invite you in?
No.
Aw. You missed your opportunity?
I know. I won't get another, I'm sure.
No, you will. I hope you will. I mean, you're here all the time now. You bought a house just a few doors down. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll have plenty of opportunities.
I hope so.
So the family stopped coming for a good 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And then my mother was really sad, so we would bring her back down here. Like one weekend a year.
So she missed it.
Oh, yeah. My mother loved this town. She absolutely loved this place. And so do we. And so it's in our blood. I mean, it's really in our blood. And after my great-grandmother bought that little house on Lincoln, it was a summer cottage, like most all the homes here were back then. And my great-aunt and uncle moved into it once they inherited it, and they winterized it and lived here, and they lived through a couple of the hurricanes in that house right on the river.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The house was deeded to my great-grandmother. It was not even deeded to her husband and she. It was in her name only. which I understand happened a lot here, which is interesting to me.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I wish I could find out, but
oh, okay.
I've heard that a few times.
I'm thinking there must have been a tax reason or a legal reason or
something. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yep. So then the house got sold from the family's possession when?
In 1989.
Okay.
Something like that. We bought it in the 30s and sold it in 89. Wow. The home is still there. Diane Dix Massa owns it, lives in it. She's only the third owner of the home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so it's a house you get to visit because
yeah.
I know you know Diane.
Yes. Yes, and when my relatives come from out of town on my mother's side, they all talk about, we called it the cottage, and if I go to Diane and say, hey, can I bring
a couple people?
She'll put out a spread for me and let me
aww.
Walk through her house. And
aww.
It's really very sweet. Really sweet.
That's... Of course, one of the coolest things about this town is how people know each other and how you can do stuff like that where you can say, oh, yeah, you know, my family used to have this house and can I bring some people by to show it to them? It's great. But so now you live in Baltimore and your family lives in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They always have, I
yes.
guess. They
mm-hmm.
just came here in the summers and whatnot.
Yes.
And so your family's been in... Baltimore area, I guess. It sounds like for generations.
Yeah. My father's side. My mother's side was from D.C., which, because Baltimore people do not know about Colonial Beach. Everybody says, how did you get here being from Baltimore? Because
yeah.
my mother's family was from D.C.
Yeah, I'm thinking most of the... Wow. Loud motorcycle. Wow, that's a cool one, too. Most of the people I know in the Colonial Beach area... If they come from somewhere else, they usually come from D.C. or Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So you come a fairly long way
yes.
to come visit here.
Yes, I do. And sometimes it's not fun, but when I cross that bridge, I smile and breathe so deeply.
Aw.
Yes.
All the cares of the week go away.
Yes. It's great. Wonderful.
And I know you, this is your... Like me, this is your planned retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your plans and goals related to that.
So we are both living in Baltimore. Michelle works for the University of Maryland, my wife, and I work for Lockheed Martin. So we are going to stay up in Baltimore for about 3 years.
Is that all?
Yeah. And then we are going to retire down here.
The clock is ticking.
Yes. I have a retirement app on my phone. I'm so excited.
What? That gives you a countdown?
Yes.
I guess I need that, but I've got like 9 years, so
I don't want it yet.
Yeah. 3,685,000
yes.
days.
So we are slowly fixing this house up. We've owned it since 2016, and we did a major reno on it. Jim Jett did it for us. We tore out some walls, we opened it up, and we're making it the way we want it for when we are here all the time. And I can't wait to be here all the time so we can really get more involved in volunteering.
As if you weren't already.
Huh? Gotta do more.
So since you've touched upon that, I know you're involved heavily in BAM. Tell me about BAM, because I have limited understanding of everything that BAM does, because I know it's a lot.
BAM was started 2 years ago. I actually wanted to start a Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Colonial Beach because I did it in Baltimore for years.
Okay.
And so I contacted the closest Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is Fredericksburg, talked to them about it, and they said they couldn't do it here. So
did they give a reason?
That, well, they said that the money wouldn't, they wouldn't be able to generate enough money to support it.
Okay.
So I said, okay, and I was talking to Queenie one day, who was a teacher in Richmond who has a house here, and she said, you know, why don't you just start your own? And I thought, I talked to Michelle, and I thought, I think we should do it. So we were talking to John and Eileen Heath one weekend, and they said, well, we'd love to help. We'd love to be part of it with you.
Okay.
And so the four of us put our heads together. They are doing most of the work right now because they're here more. And,
right.
But what we do, it's Beach Arts Music and Mentoring. And it started out as a mentoring program. But we realized...
Sort of like Big Brothers.
Yes. But we realized that we needed to spend more time getting that off the ground, that we would need more people to get involved in that. And since Michelle and I weren't here full time, that's why when I retire, I want to start the mentoring band of it a little bit
okay.
more. But we realized when we started talking to the school people at the school, the arts and the music in the schools, they don't have that much of it. They have one art teacher for the high school and one for the elementary, and they only have one music teacher. Ben Swanson, yes, for the whole, yes. So that's why we thought, well, we have so many artists in this town and so many musicians, we could really help these kids. So that's really where our focus has been. We've started a music club at the school. We do the fundraiser every year so we can raise money. We give money for scholarships. We've given $2,000 this year for high school scholarships, just BAM.
What kind of scholarships then?
For college or technical school.
I mean, are these kids that are specifically music-oriented or arts-oriented?
It's whoever applies for them.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Anybody can apply, and then they go in front of a committee that we put together, and then we vote on the kids. So it can be whoever applies.
Okay,
for
so this is the same, the scholarships that I know about from the foundation overall.
Yeah, they do their own, and then we do ours.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
There's two different
two
scholarships.
Different.
Okay.
So we're an arm under the Colonial Beach Foundation.
Right.
But they do their separate scholarships. We just started scholarships this year.
Okay.
So we do that. We just gave a whole bunch of money for the backpacks that Cher Lee and
mm-hmm.
Edward are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we bought 10 or 15 backpacks, something to that effect, $500 worth.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're really trying to get involved in as much as we can. We had some kids sing at our last fundraiser from the music club that we started in the school.
Okay.
We do after school during the school season. We go to after school and people volunteer. So somebody might be good at cooking, so they'll show how to cook. Somebody might be good at geometry, so they'll help kids with geometry. Whatever anybody wants to volunteer for. So we do that as well.
So BAM has really become sort of an extension of the school. Anything that the school
mm-hmm.
doesn't have the money or the teachers or the funding to do, you guys kind of step
yeah.
in and try to fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The
That's
art
cool.
teacher and the music teachers give us a number that they, the amount of money that they could use for the year to fix instruments, to buy art supplies, and we fund them. Every year we give them an allotted amount of money and they
wow.
can use it for whatever they need.
That's cool.
Yeah,
That's
really,
cool.
it's really a wonderful thing, and John and Eileen are doing a great job really running with it.
Is it hard on you not like knowing that you want to be doing that and you kind of can't because
yeah.
you're not here full time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle and I were talking yesterday to John and Eileen, actually, and there's a lot of children. When we had the gay golf carts in the Potomac River Festival this
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of kids from the school come up and say, "We are so happy to see you doing this. We are so happy. We didn't know that there were any gay people in this town."
Wow.
Yeah. So we're talking about maybe starting some kind of talking to the school, the high school, even maybe the elementary, I don't know, about maybe starting some kind of club for those kids so they can at least get together and have support.
Yeah, you know, I heard about that, and it's what tipped me over the edge. I have a good friend who produces a program, a radio program, for LGBTQ youth, made by young kids, and he produces this program, and I knew it was out there and available, and when I heard about the kids that chased you guys down in the parade, I thought, I had no idea that they existed, just like they didn't know that we existed,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know they existed, and thought, the radio station needs to do something to help let those kids know they're not alone.
Right.
Because that is probably the worst thing, I think, for a young kid feeling feelings and not understanding and not knowing that they're, you know, that they're thinking they're the only person in the world who feels this way. So I thought we should have this program that my friend produces that on the air.
Yeah.
And so we started putting it on the station on Wednesday nights. Wow. At 9 o'clock. I guess for you and I it's a no brainer, but tell me the things that draw you to Colonial Beach. Tell me the things that make you want to be here and come here what made your mom miss it when she didn't get to come.
Yeah, it's something that, of course, my history, my family history, and my memories of the place. I remember being here when there was a boardwalk and when there was a Colonial Beach Hotel and there was Joyland and there was ice cream and snow cones and corn dogs and
wow,
all kinds of things. The whip
was a real boardwalk.
Yes. And I remember loving being here. You could get on, we would bring our bikes here. And we would ride around this town, my brother and I, all day long. Mm. All day long. And we would just meet people and be on the boardwalk and just go swimming in the river or at the pool at the hotel. Just wonderful, wonderful memories.
Did the pool at the hotel let anybody mm-hmm. from the public just swim
there? Yeah, but you had to pay. I don't remember how much
right,
it was.
Right, but still, it was essentially a public pool, yeah, which this town does not have anymore.
Right. Yeah, and it was right on the grounds of the hotel.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
that we don't have that.
It's a shame we don't have the hotel, because that was a cool place.
So. Yeah, yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, really cool place. I never stayed in it, but just it was
why
such.
Why would you?
Right, really. Why do I have? But yeah, it was that, and my mother's gone now, so it's nice to be here because I know she loved it here.
Mm.
So and my family loves it. My sisters all come. Both my sisters come. Their children come. My brother, his kids come.
It must be so nice to like host all of them down here.
It's great.
Be the person that provides that link to family mm-hmm. history.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it really is. It's a comforting thing for all four of us. I think it makes us feel like. And my house is named after my mother, the Mary Jane. So now this town has changed. It has now become the most loving and caring and fun group of people that really want to make a difference here. There's so many people here that just want this place to be better than it ever could be. And I just really love that. Everyone cares about each other. Everyone knows each other. Would do anything for anybody. I love it here. I love it here. I think I love it here now more than I did when I was a child.
And that's pretty tough to beat, considering how childhood memories can be, where you only remember the good stuff and don't really remember the bad stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But this
that's
is a
cool.
wonderful, wonderful place. And we had a condo up at the St. John's, Michelle and I.
Right. When I met you, that's where you were living, weekending, I should say, at the time.
And that's where we thought we were going to retire. But we realized nobody could just stop by because we had the locked elevator and so it wasn't like a welcoming place for us.
So that's what made you decide to change to move?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we just were like, we need to be able to see people, and now I can sit out here and be just enjoying the water, and next thing I know I've got three golf carts in front of my house and we're all sitting and chatting and having a good time.
I confess that's one of my favorite things about here. Chris will be sitting out on the porch and next thing I know, there'll be, you know, half a dozen people on the porch, and I'll come out and go, what's going on? And it's like, oh, these people just stopped by. And, you know, next thing you know, we pull out the drinks, and there you go. You got a party.
Yep. Doesn't take long around here.
No, it doesn't. I remember distinctly the weekend we closed on the house, and people dropped by. I think yourself included, just to see the new house that we had just bought, because we knew everybody anyway, to come by and say hi and see the new house and whatever. And then the neighbors started coming over going, what's going on over there? And then the next thing we knew, we had about 20 or 30 people and we had a party.
So you understand.
We met all of our neighbors and had all of our friends over the very first weekend we opened the doors.
That's cool. And your house is beautiful, by the way, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, you guys have done a lot with this place,
mm-hmm.
As I think everybody likes to do when they buy a place. They like to put their stamp on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Hey.
How are you?
There's Michelle. You're okay. We're recording, yes, but it's Porch Talk. Anybody can stop by.
That's right. It's Porch Talk.
You come in, you say hi.
How are you?
We're good.
I'm going back to Rankin's.
Okay.
You bought the wrong screws.
So how many trips is that today?
This will be my second one.
Second trip. So no home project is really complete until you've had three trips to the hardware store.
Yes.
So I think you've got, after this, you've probably got one more in your future.
At least one more, yeah.
I think they average about three. Yeah. What are you doing?
I've tried to put up an outside shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to do that too. That's cool.
Our friend of ours, Marion, gave us one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it together. And I bought, these are too long, and they're not, they're coarse instead of something, I don't know.
Coarse instead of fine thread?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, off she goes then.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye, lady.
No project is complete till you've been to your third trip on the hardware at the hardware store.
Thank God there's Rankin's.
Yes. Not a plug for them, but yeah. It's nice to have a convenient hardware store.
That's right. Not a plug.
The familiar sound of a golf cart departing.
Yes.
And backing up.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, we can't forget to talk about all of Peggy's pier parties.
Well, if you want everybody who's listening to show up,
sure.
That's the danger.
Yes, well, that's true. That's true.
But it is, that's another part of the fun of the town, isn't it? Is mm-hmm. that, you know, Peggy has this pier that she just uses and invites pretty much anybody who wants to come mm-hmm. over to drop by and bring a covered dish or whatever and have a party out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. And she does that several times a year each summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's how we roll in Colonial Beach,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, party pops up, anybody can show up. That's right.
Well, and you've got, I mean, you've done a lot with the house, but you started off good because you got a great view here on Irving Avenue.
Yes.
Of the whole river. Do you worry at all about storms, though?
Yes.
Because you're a little close to the water.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But, you know, I think someone once told us that we're at one of the highest points on Irving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
okay.
I think, although I don't know, knock on wood.
Well, I definitely think it's higher here than further down the point.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really looked at the floodplain maps in years.
Yeah, well, we don't require it. We have it. Flood insurance.
Oh, flood insurance? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not required, which is a little odd, I think, but...
Well, that must mean you're out of the floodplain
yeah.
then. Okay.
But I still have, we still have it. You know, you can never be too.
Just cause.
Yeah. Just cause. Yeah.
A hurricane season is just starting for us now.
I know,
so.
I know.
It's so far, it's off to a weak start, though. We haven't really seen much of anything. Knock on an Adirondack chair.
Yep. That's right. Yes, it's a beautiful day today.
Oh, my. We couldn't have asked for nicer weather. We've had some great weekends.
We really have.
I'll tell you what.
Really
great. Now, I've never asked you what you do for a living. You said you work for Lockheed Martin.
Yes. I'm a lease administrator for Lockheed Martin. So we go around to different parts of the country and the world for our federal projects, that, you know, whether we're building a missile or... And we move around a lot to do that.
Oh, so you're looking after the space that you guys lease?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Do you travel a lot for work?
No, I do not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No. No, I do not travel. Very much, which is good. So I work out of Baltimore. Our headquarters are in Bethesda, so I travel to Bethesda sometimes. But that's about it. It's a nice job. I like it. It allows me to be here all the time, which is really nice.
Allows you to be here all the time?
Yeah, because I can take days off. Sometimes I can telecommute.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not Michelle?
No, not Michelle.
So are you guys on the same track that in 3 years you're both
yes.
retire?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
We're on the same track.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for letting me drop by and say hi and talk on your front, what do we call this, front stoop?
Yes, this is my stoop.
Your stoop?
Yes.
Well, there's a talk show that is called Stoop something, I think.
Really?
Talk Stoop. That's what they call it. Talk Stoop.
Talk Stoop.
But this is Porch Talk.
Yes.
And it's as close as we're going to get to a porch because we got this beautiful view of the river.
Yep.
Thanks for inviting me over.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thanks for listening to Porch Talk.